Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cead míle fáilte, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fur am an all, kia ora koutou. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here on the airwaves for you today. I'm delighted to be back in the hot seat to bring you the wonderful show today. Also, we have our main man, Dougie, in the hot seat, pulling all the levers and generally kind of making the show happen today. So if you could put your feet up for the next 30 minutes, we hope you enjoy the show. So we hope you're all well out there in the world, particularly around Wellington in these interesting times that we've certainly had. A lot been going on around Parliament, which seems to move on. And obviously we kind of send our best to what's going on over in Ukraine at the moment. And we hope that kind of comes to a conclusion at some point soon, for the better of the Ukrainians. But this isn't a political show, and we're not going to go down too many of those rabbit holes today. We think we want to give you a bit of a break from what's been happening and maybe kind of reintroduce it to some music that's been in development over in the island of Ireland over the past year or so. It's a fantastic time for music in Ireland at the moment. There's a massive boom in fresh new acts that have been coming out since the pandemic. And now those artists who are looking for various different platforms to kind of express themselves and play their music are persevering and actually kind of doing very well and being innovative and trying to find different platforms like, you know, TikTok and Spotify and various online platforms with a bit of a challenge trying to go ahead and put on live gigs. So we all hope that at some point we can reach some kind of normality through 2022, both in Aotearoa and across the world. And the faster it does, the better, I'm sure. But as I say, for this show, I'd like to celebrate some of the new Irish acts that have been surviving and thriving in the Irish music scene today. And first off the ranks, we're going to listen to a band called the Pillow Queens, which was started by Sarah Corcoran and Pamela Connolly. They both left their previous bands and looked to try and set up a quartet. So ended up kind of joining Cathy McGuinness and Rachel Lyons, who they'd known for a few years, and quickly released their first demo album back in 2016, which was called Calm Girls. They played various kind of festivals around Ireland, you know, Electric Picnic, All Together Now, got their second EP out. And then in 2020, the girls featured on the soundtrack to the Amazon original Irish film Dating Amber. So they're also part of something we mentioned before, which is Irish Women in Harmony, which is a collective of Irish female singers that recorded a version of Dreams in aid of the charity Safe Ireland. And in January this year, they announced a second studio album called Leave the Lights On. The lead single, the main kind of track, Be By Your Side, was released the same day with the main album due out in April. So just sit back and listen to the Pillow Queens, Be By Your Side.
Show you now, to my heart, when everyone
Next cab off the rank we have is a guy called Yankee, or Graham Cooney, as his mother might call him, who hails from Cork, and started his kind of music career, and began producing his own music at the grand old age of 15, where he was essentially kind of busking on the streets of Cork, saving up his money, going to buy a wee bit of equipment, and essentially that kind of using that to kind of craft his own real kind of lo-fi style into a whole load of kind of soulful indie pop type music. So if you imagine kind of Marvin Gaye meets aerial punk, you know, all kind of blended in on a reel-to-reel music recorder, so you get the kind of gentle kind of hiss sound in the background, you're kind of beginning to suss out his sound a little bit. But he spent the best part of 2 years, you know, working on his kind of very unique sound before starting to release his songs online in 2018. Very quickly kind of became quite prominent and made it onto the various national playlists across the radio stations in Ireland. And now, kind of a few years later, his live shows consist of a 6-piece band that he's already sold out, you know, in shows in his hometown in Cork. As well as being able to kind of play a number of festivals at the Quarter Block Party and It Takes a Village. So he's done quite well for himself. And here for you now is Yankee with Lucy.
Girl is slowly getting colder, but something in the way you give me the cold shoulder says I know that the world is slowly getting colder.
On a blue lagoon.
Great stuff. Next up, we have a really special band. It's kind of a great, almost modern folk band, a slightly satirical trio from Dundalk. And my dad, God bless him, when he was alive, used to say the best thing to come out of Dundalk was the road to Dublin. But I think these guys have definitely broken the mold in that regard. Two of their members are actually brothers, Charles and Andrew Hendy, who are actually in a rap group, TPM. But now they're joined by a third, Sean McKenna, to make up the trio that is now the Mary Wallopers. So the Dundalk Trio are keeping the wide range of traditional Irish music alive, essentially, that same sound that made groups like the Dubliners, the Chieftains famous. But, you know, they're kind of adding their own little twist to it, I suppose. So the band, they're really talented, extremely talented, you know, a wee bit irreverent and satirical in terms of their lyrics. Their only Spotify release so far is called A Mouthful of the Mary Wallopers. But they have been popping up more and more, and we look to see more of them in the future. And one thing they have been able to do is really thrive in that kind of post-pandemic scene where everything is kind of going online, and still being able to play gigs, not physically, but kind of online and virtually. So they're definitely kind of getting out across social media, and hopefully you're able to check them out. So for here for you now is the Mary Wallopers with Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice.
Out of the east there came a hard man, oh ho ho, all the way from Britain. Ah, 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 glory hallelujah, cut the oil and the orange juice. He went into a pub and he came a paralytic, oh ho ho, feed the insider. Ah, ah, what a hell of a mixture, cod liver oil and the onyx juice. Does this bus go to the dinosaur parley? Oh ho ho, I'm looking for a lumber. Ah, 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 glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the onyx juice. He met Hairy Mary, oh ho ho, the flower of the Bourbons.
Ah ha, ah, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Oh no, Mary, are you dancing? Oh no, it's just the way I'm standing.
Ah ha, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Oh no, Mary, you're one in a million, oh ho ho, and so's your chances.
Ah, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Oh no, Mary, can I run you home? Oh ho ho, I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah ha ha, you're a hell of a funny, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Close and out through the dunny, oh ho ho, it wasn't for the first time. Ah ha, ha, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
The mother came out, she was going to the clergy, oh ho ho, I buggered off sharpish.
Ah ha, ha, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Mary, Mary, she had a little baby, oh ho ho, the father's in the army.
Ah ha, ha, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice.
foreign legion. Sahara under a camel, Pondiver and the Orham ensues. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Next up we have a Dublin artist known as Fears, F-E-A-R-S, who is actually a musician and producer, real name Constance Keane, who basically combines kind of her love for electronic music and various different acoustic samples with this beautiful kind of haunting kind of melodic sound she has in her voice, and she's going to really produce something special which I hope you enjoy. 2021 saw Fears release her debut album entitled Ica, which is Gaelic for the night. It's been a long time coming, I think. You know, she originally started as part of a four-piece band back in 2012. That didn't quite get enough traction and was eventually kind of put on ice around 2016, and kind of came back as a bit of a solo endeavour. But I guess it's not just the years of her trying to kind of get this album together and off and running that makes it a bit kind of more interesting. It's her own kind of personal journey where she actually kind of went on had a few difficult years, is probably the better way to say it. Had a breakdown, was admitted for, had mental health issues, so had to go to St. Patrick's in Dublin for a while. And it's when she was in there receiving her treatment for some very kind of challenging issues that she actually wrote some of her best material, which I think she probably thought no one would ever kind of hear. She was just trying to use that time as some kind of cathartic means to write some music and produce a few tunes and try and get back to a happy place. One of those tracks that she wrote was called Tonta, again, which is Gaelic for the waves, and it kind of tracks her relationship with her grandmother and does it quite beautifully. So it's a lovely track, you know, with kind of a very synthy melody, all kind of underpinned by this cool drum machine. So we'll let you kind of listen to this and let us know what you think. This is Fears with Tonta.
Thank you.
normally part of the show where I like to kind of look ahead and see what's kind of coming up and have a few things to really look forward to. But we know there's a few of our events have been put on ice. Cuba Dupa again probably won't happen this year, I don't think. I had hoped to be reporting on the Wairapa Wine Harvest, which I was very much looking forward to going to myself. But again, that's been postponed. But I think we all just hope that what we're going through at the moment is temporary, which it is. And we look forward to the events that will be organised and booked in the future. And I guess if you're into your Super Rugby, there's plenty of that going on at the moment. And obviously the Six Nations rattling away. If you're willing to get up at 4 a.m. on a Sunday to watch the games, then all the best to you. But for now, I think best thing you can do is just keep an eye on the various web pages and the online content for what's going on in and around Wellington and some of the people that we kind of work with, such as, you know, the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, the Friends of Ireland, and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. So for this show, we're going to play you out with a little bit of kind of modern Irish folk pop from a guy called Steve Appleby. If you've heard of Little Green Cars, he used to be the front man. They split up a little while ago, and I think Steve went one way. The rest of the band went on to form a group called Soda Blonde. But Steve has kind of come back into the fray late last year with some new music, a new EP, a couple of good songs, in particular kind of Mother of Pearl and Rusty. And he's done a few live performances, other voices, you know, in support to Wyvern Lingo, who we played last on the show just before Christmas. So as always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week. For myself, Dougie and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slán leat agus gurm agat. Cá chuid anó. All the best. This is Steve Appleby with Rusty.
I'm a little rusty. Haven't done this in a while. Sound to make you sleep. Words to make you smile. And this line is for everyone. But this one's just for you. The difference isn't what did and what I meant to do. I will grow old. Maybe I won't. But being with you makes me want.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.